Iraqi security forces say they're consolidating their positions in the city of Ramadi after fighting their way into the centre to seize a government building complex that served as headquarters for Islamic State fighters. Tamar Fessi reports from Baghdad.
The authorities will hail this week's offensive as a success against the jihadi group in the country. But it took months to mount this ground campaign coordinated with coalition airstrikes. The Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, said the army would soon move to retake the northern city of Mosul, and that will be the biggest prize, but it is the largest population centre under the control of IS in Iraq, and the battle there will be much tougher.
Reports from Yemen say Osama bin Laden's former bodyguard Nasser al-Bakri has died after a long illness. Yusuf Taha reports.
Medical sources in Yemen told the BBC that al-Bakri, who was also known as Abu Jandal, died on Saturday at a hospital in Mukalla in the southern province of Hadramaut. He was the bodyguard and driver of Osama bin Laden, the late al-Qaeda leader when he operated from Afghanistan. He returned to Yemen at the end of 2008 following his release from the U.S. detention center in Guantanamo. Al-Bakri, who was a Yemeni national, was reputed to have been involved in militant attacks during the 1990s in Bosnia, Somalia and Afghanistan.
More than 40 people are now known to have been killed by tornadoes, storms and flooding, which have disrupted much of the southern United States over the last week. Laura Bicker reports from Washington.
In Texas, at least 11 people were killed by powerful tornadoes with winds of up to 200 miles an hour. Hundreds of homes were reduced to rubble in seconds, and the storm scattered debris, including mangled cars, for miles. The National Weather Service has issued tornado watches and warnings for Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. Elsewhere, the warnings are for blizzard conditions. A winter storm is expected to dump up to 2 feet of snow in parts of New Mexico.
France will today open police and legal archives from the period when the country was under German occupation during the Second World War. These include documents from key ministries, as well as from France's provisional government after liberation. From 1940 to 1944, the Vichy regime collaborated with the invading German army. A former player in El Salvador's national football team has been shot dead. The authorities there say Alfredo Pacheco was killed while chatting with friends at a petrol station in the city of Santa Ana. Pacheco held more national caps than any other player in El Salvador, but he was banned from football in 2013 for match fixing. World News from the BBC. The pro-independence movement in the Spanish region of Catalonia is in disarray after it failed to choose a leader. Delegates from the leftist party in the alliance, the CUP, split over whether to support a pro-independence administration led by the current regional president Artur Mas. If the leadership issue remains unresolved, then a new regional election will be called automatically. Several hundred people have marched on the French island of Corsica, ignoring a ban on demonstrations introduced after 2 days of violent anti-Arab protests. The unrest followed a clash on Thursday in which two firefighters and a police officer were injured in a largely Arab housing estate in the capital, Ajaccio. Brazilian police are investigating allegations that 8 military policemen robbed, tortured and sexually molested 5 young men in Rio de Janeiro. The policemen were reportedly angry about being on duty over the holiday period. Leonardo Rocha has more details.
The 5 young men aged between 13 and 23 were returning from a party on the motorbikes on Friday night when they were stopped at a police roadblock for not wearing their helmets. They say the policemen demanded extortion money to let them go. Once they realized the young men didn't have much money, they punched them, cut them with heated up knives and sexually molested them. Incidents of extortion and abuse involving police officers are not uncommon in Rio, but this particular incident will raise concerns 6 months before the Summer Olympics.
The American painter, sculptor and printmaker Ellsworth Kelly has died, aged 92. During his formative years in Paris, he developed a distinctive style combining solid shapes and brilliant colors with forms drawn from everyday life. Later, he moved back to his home city of New York, where his work heavily influenced the development of minimalism, hard-edge painting, and pop art.